News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning. Good morning. And Wednesday, March 12th, and Bob, it's Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
How can you do this to me? Every Wednesday I have to remind you it's Wednesday. Mm-hmm. You know what day this is?
Yeah, well,
the time is, like I said, 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to everybody. Linda is still at her retreat. We'll be back today. And, with her, after being up there with the girls, I'm just not sure what happens when they all get back. If all of us will suffer, all the guys will have to, not suffer is not the right word, but, we all have to catch up on everything. And let's start off with our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are starting out lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 56 points at 16,295. The S&P 500 is down 11 points at 1855. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 14 points at 4,292. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, off 18 cents, trading at $17.09. Rite Aid, positive 18 cents at $6.62, and General Motors, off 62 cents at $34.56. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 42 cents at $82.39, Pacific Gas and Electric up a quarter at $43.26. Turning to fixed income, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.75%, and for commodities, gold is rallying up $20 an ounce at $13.66, silver positive 32 cents at $21, crude oil down $1.25, trading at $98 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 in the morning. You can give them a call at 243-7561 because they're there to give you great advice on retirement and investments. And we're meeting all of our Wells Fargo advisors who have been here for, taking turns coming through. So you can get an idea who they are and who you're talking to, but you should be looking at them face to face, my friends. They're the ones that will help you with your investments. Bad Bob. The weather
is sunny today, a high around 73, tonight's low 46, gonna stay in that range, but warming up slightly as we head toward the weekend. We could see a high near 80, when we reach Saturday. Nearest chance of rain about the middle of next week. Right now in Reading, it is 51 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793, and they do offer senior and veterans discounts.
Do you ever get consumer reports?
Do I get
I have it. I received this, and it's got, you know, it doesn't take advertisers. It doesn't take advertisements. It takes money from just people that, you know, subscriptions, and I think
it gets
money from other, grants or something. Sleep Number was rated their number one mattress.
Huh.
And my Sleep Number, of course, is 35, and you know Linda's is 45, and we brag about that all the time. But right now, in our Sleep Number stores, you can get a new, all new Sleep Number P5 bed, there. And, they've got sales going on right now you can save over $400, the lowest price ever on a popular Sleep Number P5 bed. You know, it's clinically proven. This is one of the things that the Consumer Report says. It's clinically proven to, relieve back pain, improve sleep quality. With the dual air technology, you can have one level of firmness. Your partner can have another level of firmness. You can't do anything but sleep well in your Sleep Number bed. And this is, you know, we've been talking about this, and we absolutely believe it. And you can find your Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center and head on down to there and go see Brian or Janice, and they're going to put you on a bed there, and you will give you the Sleep Number that you are going to be the most comfortable with. Again, American-made, guaranteed. I can't say enough about Sleep Number. You need to go on, head on down there. Okay, today we have on our show today, we're going to have a number of people, besides our business of the week from Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week, Chief Rob Pelletti is going to be here. Reading Christian School is going to be here for a while. I think they're here. They're arriving now as we speak. But we've got a lot of things to talk about. Also, the first thing is what happened in Florida last night. Bob, do you know what happened in Florida last night?
Upset for the Democrats.
Well, it is. Well, it was a special election, congressional election, for a district in Florida. The former congressman was Republican, but in the last two elections, 08 and 12, they went strongly into Obama's side. And voted for Obama in those. And this one, when the former congressman had died, and so the person running for the Republicans was not really that well known, a guy by the name of Jolly. He was running against a Democrat named Alec Smith. And Alex is a woman. And she had run for governor and barely lost there. And so she had great name recognition. Clinton came in, millions of dollars came in. And Jolly, who was up to like a week ago, was trailing, and people thought he was going to lose. And people were thinking, well, maybe the message that he's putting out there isn't the right one. And the message he was putting out was Obamacare and big government. Mm-hmm. And the people listened. And they elected him last night as the congressman from this district, and overcoming all the other things that was going against him, because he believes his message that Obamacare is harming our healthcare system and harming America, and that big government is taking over. And he just, you know, if you start ticking over the things that the Obama administration has instituted, how can you not believe that the government has grown so large and unwieldy and is just sucking up money and we're getting nothing from it?
Yeah, it's not just sucking it up. It's going to all these contractor middle people who, of course, are big contributors. And so what I see is that they didn't so much vote him in as her out.
Well, she, you know,
by extension.
Well, they voted Obama out. That's right. And you know that she had all the telltales there that said that she was going to win. So this was, I think, you know, you're going to hear people say, oh, well, I've just barely won and all this. So it doesn't indicate anything. Well, yeah, it does. It's the first test of this year of the series of elections that are coming up in 2014 about Obamacare. And Obamacare is going to be hung around the necks of the Democrats who voted for it. And I think they all did. And the ones who said, you know, that lied about if you want to keep your health care plan, you can keep it. If you want to keep your doctor, you can keep it. They were lies. And everybody says that. And some of them, like the one in North Carolina, literally ran out of her own press conference when a reporter said to her, so when did you know? What was the week or the month that you knew that what you said about people being able to keep their health care plan and their doctor wasn't true? I mean, because you helped write this plan and you ran on that you helped write this plan. So when did you know? And she says, well, you know, right now I'm trying to, I've introduced legislation that people keep their health care plan. But wait a minute. When did you know that this was a lie? And she literally ran out of the door. Well, the big mistake was the door was closed and all the reporters followed her. So can you tell us when you knew this? And of course she ran away and hid, as people are going to do with this. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Miss a day, miss a lot, and
guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day. Woo!
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on retreat up past Mount Shasta, but she should be back today. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends from Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to help you. They have classes in the evening to help you with your diet and how to shop, health, all these things. All this at Orchard Nutrition. Just some of the reasons to go to Orchard Nutrition and shop there and make it your place for healthy living. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Speaking of healthy lifestyles, I have 3 of the members of the theater group from Redding Christian School on the trial of Goldilocks.
She has been accused of breaking and entering, and I think it's rather serious, and we just need to hear
about this, huh?
Yeah, we do. We do.
Well, you know, in this I'm talking to Kathy Orr, who is the director, producer, and do you teach out there too?
I do. I'm the performing arts teacher. I do all of the music and drama.
Well, you know what? This is going to be a dinner theater. This is kind of unusual, isn't it?
There's a bit of audience participation. The audience gets to weigh in on whether one of the 2 attorneys has made their point, and it's really going to be a lot of fun. Big tables of giant spaghetti feast. Our cooking class does this amazing bread, and their classroom is right below ours, so we get to smell it every afternoon. And so we decided, hey, you guys need to bring some of that to the public. So we're going to be R&R Meats donating some meat for us. It's going to be a great event.
R&R Meats are great people.
And, they are.
Okay, so I'm sitting here with the, besides just a producer, a director, and in charge of their performing arts area there, I'm sitting with the defense lawyer, Chris Orr, and the prosecutor, Ryan Hofer. So, let's start with the prosecution here.
Ryan. All right.
All right, is this a dastardly person that is just, just willingly breaking into houses?
Well, when you think about it, what normal person just breaks into someone's house and steals their food? I mean, that seems quite dastardly to me.
Okay, I mean, for no excuse.
No excuse at all. Why?
Did she look hungry?
I don't see why. She says she's at an orphanage.
Oh.
She should be getting food there.
At the orphanage, okay.
At the orphanage.
I can tell right now that the prosecutor is being tough here, Chris.
Well, I do, though, agree that she shouldn't be entering a home. But it's not her fault. She was lured there by the bears. You see, the bears are leader of a band of hoods. A bunch of, you could say, no goods in the woods. And they lured her into their home so they could eat her.
Okay, so you're saying is this young Goldilocks person was lured in by a gang?
Exactly.
A gang from the hood, huh?
Exactly.
By bears.
I mean, would you trust bears?
No, it depends on what the bear is. I mean, some bears seem pretty likable. They go out there, they dance, they juggle.
That's pretend.
That's pretend bears. Oh, okay. Where did the Trial of Goldilocks come from, Kathy?
The Trial of Goldilocks is all done in verse, so you could see we had a little bit of rhyming going on. And it is a production written by a brilliant man named Joseph Robinette, and we are going to be doing it at the Reading Christian School Gymnasium. So we're transforming that gymnasium into a courtroom, complete with metal detectors and wanted posters. Our art department has done these brilliant, brilliant wanted posters that are really funny in and of themselves. We're setting it in the 70s, so you can imagine the costumes. And we have great wigs. We have a great costumer, Karen Hofer, who does our costumes for us.
Do these metal detectors really work?
Well, they're going to be controlled by band students, so it's going to be a coin toss for you when you come in.
Are you saying something about the band students?
This is a fundraiser for our performing arts department. Our band students will be there kind of shuffling for your tips. They are headed down to Anaheim to do a Disneyland trip at the beginning of April. And so this is a chance for them to earn a little bit of money toward their trip and the expenses of the gas and the bus and whatnot. So
Is there a special reason they're going down there or just to have a good time?
They play in a festival down there.
Okay.
And it's a nationally or a state adjudicated festival. So they get a ranking statewide as opposed to just doing something within our own district.
Okay. So, all right. So it's going back, kind of get out of character for a second here, Chris. And are you a member of the band also?
Yes, I am.
So I am. I am what I am. Okay. And so this is kind of is this a big deal for y'all to head on down there for that?
Yeah, it is. It's one of the big reasons why a lot of people do band, you could say, not just because the concert's fun, but because we get to go down to Disneyland. But yeah, it's a fun thing to do. It's my second time doing it.
All right. And Ryan?
Yeah, I'm also a member of the band and also enjoy going to Disneyland for this trip.
A member of the band and going to Disneyland for this trip. Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And now, a dinner, so it's going to be a dinner theater. You know what? I think personally, we're missing out here in Reading. We need to have a regular dinner theater club.
Oh, there's
because
so much
I tell
fun.
You what, they are big in a lot of areas that, you can, you go in there and, I mean, every Friday and Saturday night, they sell them out. Back on the East Coast, and I know maybe they have them down in Southern California, but what a great idea to have it. They have a dinner theater and on a regular basis, but you're having one here on the Trial of Goldilocks, and it's done in verse.
It is done in verse. There's three different stories, the one that we've all heard, and then we have the prosecution's story about the willful and wild child.
Yes.
And,
willful and wild child.
And then we have...
Because anything she wants, it has tattoos. Does she have tattoos?
Well, she doesn't have tattoos, but okay. She's a
who plays Goldilocks?
Like you've never seen her. Goldilocks.
He's late.
Is not here right now.
Oh, you know what? Here you go. Frankly, Mr. Prosecutor, I think you've got something going here.
Yeah.
And untrustworthy. And where's your defendant here?
Maybe she was kidnapped by the bears.
The bears. Blame it on something else. That's it. A complete lack of responsibility on the younger portion of them, right? Okay. Tell us about the bears here, Mr. Prosecutor. Are they bad?
The bears aren't bad at all. They were just...
Aren't they cute? They sit there and beg, you know,
yeah.
You give them food.
I mean, they're a normal family, just like us, only bears. And they were just eating their porridge, but their porridge was a little bit too hot. So they just go out for a walk in the woods, and then this girl just breaks into their house and starts eating their food and breaking all their furniture.
Breaking their furniture? Mr. Defense Attorney, how can you explain that?
Well, she didn't mean to, and she was looking for glue to fix the chair, but...
Oh, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to break your furniture after breaking into your house.
Well, it's not her fault for being lured in there.
Oh, it's not my fault because I don't have a brain and I'm blonde and it's not my fault.
Well, maybe she was
I'm on the jury.
Breaking the chair to use as a weapon to fight back the bears.
What was she doing in the house? Oh, yes. Come up with everything, Mr. Defense Attorney, to cover for a wanton house breaking. She's probably got a record. Blonde.
So do the bears. I bet the bears have a record.
Well, they do. It's called it's called Bear Country. It's down in Disneyland.
They are endangered.
And you can't go now. Does the winner, okay, Goldilocks, so you have three stories here, of course. You have Goldilocks' story, you have the bear story, and who's the third story?
This is from Goldilocks' defense.
Okay.
And you've never seen bears like this before.
You've never seen bears like this before. Do they have tattoos?
Well, they have fur.
They have fur, okay.
It's difficult to see the tattoos, but I'm sure they're there.
I'm sure they're there, okay. All right, everybody. This is at the Reading Christian. Okay, when's this going to be?
This is Wednesday, next Wednesday, a week from today, March 19th, and then Thursday the 20th,
uh-huh.
And then Friday the 21st. We're doing three showings. Doors open at 6, dinner at 6:30. Tickets are available at the Reading Christian School office, which is 547-5600. And Reading Christian School is located in Palisadro, so the old Bishop Quinn campus there. And we have a couple of tickets for you guys to give away for both Wednesday night and Thursday night. It's dinner and a show for only $12.
Only $12.
Only $12.
And you know what? Here it is. They have a photo, not a photo, but a line drawing of Goldilocks up here. And of course it makes her look innocent, but truly, where's her leather outfit? And she rides a Harley.
Yes.
Okay.
Obviously.
She's too young to ride a Harley. Why would she ride one?
Because she steals them.
And she breaks the law.
People that break the law
ride Harleys.
Wait a minute.
Are you stereotyping people now? No.
Oh, wait a minute.
No.
No. Oh, really? Okay, let's go back over to that nice little girl Goldilocks in the hoods of bears who brought her in this domineering prosecutor. See, we can switch sides here in a second when you badmouth Harley riders.
Sorry.
All right.
Harley riders are amazing.
Bob, turn off his microphone. Okay. All right. Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot for coming in here. And it sounds like a great time. Next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 19th, 20th, and 21st, head on out to Reading Christian School. $12 for a dinner and a show. Sounds like a great time.
Can't beat it. It's going to be a great, great night of fun.
And
your face will hurt from laughing.
Okay, well, I'm going to check that out then. If my face doesn't hurt, do I get my money back? No, because Goldilocks will come over and smack me, right?
Yes, she might.
All right, the Trial of Goldilocks. Dinner theater out at Reading Christian School. Sounds like a lot of fun. Let's take a break here. We'll be right back with our Reading Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's hump day.
Celebrating Wind River Resort and Casino's grand opening of our luxurious hotel, located in Redding, California, March 14th through the 21st. For more information, log on to windriver.com. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayward.
General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. I am pleased to announce that beginning March 14th, with the grand opening of our new hotel, Wind River Resort and Casino will be the largest Native American casino to implement a 100% smoke-free policy. We are doing this because we care deeply about our guests, team members, and our community. This way, everyone's a winner. We'll continue to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to all our guests. I'd like to invite you to come see all that we have to offer as part of the grand opening celebration of our luxurious hotel, March 14th through March 21st. Experience a smoke-free Wind River Resort and Casino and find out for yourself why it just got better on the river.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:32 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Do we still have our bump anywhere? Okay, let's just keep that one around in case I need it again here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Indwelling. Indwelling, what's Indwelling? It's a very eclectic, modern, but yet antique furniture store. It covers all the bases here. It's located at 1760 California Street, right across from Jack's, next to in there in the Bombays. And it is if you need to go down there and take a look and meet the owners, Dilgesh and Andrea, Ali, and Abraham. And they have such a collection of great furniture and wall coverings and you name it, they've got it. All out of, all picked individually from, by themselves, by them, for up here. Indwelling, give them at 1760 California Street, give them a call at 361-6727. It's a beautiful, beautiful store. I've been in there several times. Hey, our guest today on our Chamber of Commerce Business of the Week, we have Tim Scarborough. Tim.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
And you want to introduce our guest today?
Absolutely. We've got Chris Lamb here with Commerce Mortgage, and Chris has been in business for a while. I've known him for a few years. He joined the Chamber of Commerce about a month ago, and just pleased to be able to bring him on. I know a lot of people probably have questions about mortgages and all of the things that have happened in recent years, and I thought he would be an interesting guest to bring on the program this morning.
Okay. Hey, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in the mortgage industry about 11 years, which means I started when I was three. No, I got into it when I was pretty young. I was 17 years old. in high school and just kind of fell into it right before the great boom and never got out of it ever since. It was just one of those stories. I didn't have any plan to do anything and ended up doing that, and it's been a great industry to be in. I'm 30 years old, and you know, I don't plan on ever getting out of this business. It's been a blessing to me and my family, and you know, it has been challenging. Tim mentioned there's been a lot of challenges over the last 7-8 years. Even just this last year, we had a huge regulation change called QM, January of this year, and so it's been a challenge to be in the industry. That's for sure.
What was the challenge here? This one.
The most recent regulation change called qualified mortgage basically was a new entity called the CFPB that regulates mortgage lending has come up with a new way to qualify borrowers, making it even a little bit tougher, if believe it or not, for borrowers to qualify for a mortgage. And so, you know,
in what way? I know that before, and I realize that you can't just say the mortgage company can't say, well, how much money you make?
Sure.
Then, you know, oh yeah, well, I make, oh, I don't know, $200,000, $300,000.
Yeah.
Okay, here's your mortgage.
Right.
And so I know they've started having to prove it. But then, like I've heard people say, just, you know, people with regular steady jobs, like government jobs.
Sure.
Can't get mortgages.
Yeah. So, well, basically, back in 2007, as you mentioned, it was very easy to get a loan, too easy. And so what happened was the pendulum really swung all the way to the other side. And it's become what I call a super full doc environment. You just have to prove everything. And, you know, from deposits that are over $500 that don't come from your payroll, I mean, you have to document and prove everything. And one thing sometimes can lead to another. So it's not that you can't get a loan, and it's not that it's always hard. We do lots of loans for people that in the process is fairly simple. But compared to what it used to be, it's just a lot different. And so, mostly the best way I could describe it is it's, you have to prove everything. You've got to be able to prove every single thing, no matter how good your credit is. If you're a business owner, you have 800 credit scores. You have significant liquid assets. It's going to be just as much work for you to get that loan that it is for someone that's working at Walmart with a minimum wage job. And they make you prove everything, and there's no shortcuts for anybody.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. You know, before it was ridiculous, and which led to a lot of it was not just the people that were living in the houses, but the lenders, as everybody knows. Okay, so you've been at this for you've lived in Northern California over 20 years, and you it says that, you know, I realize that you also had a health issue at one point.
Yep.
And so all of this, you're, how old are you?
30.
30.
Yep.
So that you've had a lot going on here in 30 years.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So, okay, you also do a lot of things on the outside too, besides, you know, find people loans so they can get into a home.
Yep.
You have, you want to tell us a little bit about that, about the ministry and,
sure,
and this?
Yeah, sure. So my wife and I, Heather, we got involved in a ministry in Africa about 5 years ago, through a woman named Barbara, and we met her and we went over and checked it out, and, you know, the African people are just incredible people. They're very humble, and I don't know why that is, but they're absolutely incredible people, and we met a lot of friends over there that we wanted to stay in touch with the rest of our lives. You've heard it. Lots of people talk about it. There's a lot of people in this town that are doing great things in Africa as well as throughout the rest of the country and the world. But Africa specifically, the poverty there is just unreal. And it's something that we had never really experienced before, just seeing people that don't have food. Like, they don't know how they're going to have food for dinner. And that changed us. And so we decided that was going to be something that would be a part of our life forever. And so whether it's, you know, financial, we do give to that ministry on a monthly basis. And it's something that we love doing, but we also go there as much as we can. With the business, I don't get there as much as I would like to. I would like to be there for 6 months out of the year if I could, but it's just not possible with my business right now. But my wife went there last year. She's probably going to go there this year, and I'm going to get back as soon as I can. So that's a little bit about that.
Okay. We got somebody with a question on the line. Ruth, good morning. Do you have a question for Chris?
Hi. Good morning, Carl and Chris. This is, just wanted to ask Chris Kurt Largent was talking about this a couple weeks ago about Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac going away. And I wanted to get your opinion, since stocks tumbled sort of yesterday, the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac stocks. And I wanted to get your opinion on what would happen if they go away and what USDA would look like. And I'll take the SRP.
Sure. Well, it will only be an opinion, because when it comes to the things that are happening at that high of a level, I don't pretend to have any idea what's going on and who's making decisions. But Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are already owned by the government. So whether they were called Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae or the United States government, I don't think that really matters at this point, because they're the ones that are pulling the strings, creating the regulation. And so, you know, for me, I think it would just be a name change at this point. As you remember, they were taken over by the federal government back in the late 2000s. So, you know, that's probably the way that I would answer that question.
Okay. When people come in, if they want to get a loan, and, of course, you know, the realtors work with you. And, so they've got, people they want you to qualify. Is that right?
Or yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I'm buying a house and today, and I walk in, I found the house I want, and I walk into your office, what happens?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to make sure that we get an idea of what your purchase power is. You know, just because someone can qualify for a $300,000 mortgage doesn't necessarily mean that's what they, where they need to buy. And so what I like to do is just, first of all, get to know the person, figure out what they're trying to do, whether they're buying an investment or a house that they want to live in. What do they want their down payment to be? Do they want to put 20% or more down? Do they want to put less than 20% down? There are programs with no money down, and so we figure out what kind of down payment they're wanting to come up with, what they want their payment to be maximum.
There are still programs with no money down?
Absolutely, yeah.
Like what? I thought now you had to put in 10 or 20%.
A lot of people do. Yeah, actually, you know, one of our favorite loans to do is the VA loan for veterans. That's 100% financing, and, you know, what most people don't know is that loan has had the least amount of defaults, meaning people that would stop making their payments, out of any loan in history, and it's no money down. No money down. So there's a little factor.
There's a reason there.
Well, there might be, but that's one example. Another example is USDA, no money down. You have to buy outside of the city of Reading limits, but it's a guaranteed loan from, rural development, believe it or not. That's a great loan. We do a lot of those. We also have some grants from the California Homebuyer Fund that gives up to 5% to a buyer that they do not have to pay back. It's a, down payment assistance grant, so it's not a loan. It's something that they actually have given to them. Right, we have right around $32 million available in that fund that we can use towards the down payment on other types of loans that are out there. So there are a lot of different options for people right now. Again, whether they want to put 20% down or less than that.
Okay, so you get to know them. They figure out what kind of mortgage they should have. Just because they can get a $300,000 mortgage doesn't mean they should get a $300,000 mortgage.
Yeah, so we lead them down that road. Once we figure that out, we make sure that they do qualify. We go through some documentation, verify income. As I said, we have to prove everything. And then we issue a pre-qual letter. And a pre-qual letter is basically a letter of intent to the seller that they make an offer on the property, saying that we have gone out, talked to a lender, had our credit ran, and we can get a loan. And so that's, you know, after that process, it could take a day. It could take a year for that client to find a house and to go into escrow so we can actually start the loan process. But that is the first part of the process.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's finding out how much money that you can spend and spend comfortably.
Correct.
Without it. Running your life,
exactly.
Your lifestyle.
Yep.
You don't want people to be house poor.
Absolutely not.
Now, it says, I see here that a percentage of everything you make goes to your this ministry overseas.
Yeah, so last year we were able to be a part of the ministry building several classrooms. There's around 500 children that are a part of this particular ministry. It's called Mustard Tree Ministry. You can check it out at mustardtreeministry.org. I think it's the mustardtreeministry.org. But yeah, we were.
It is. It's the mustardtreeministry.org.
There you go.
Right.
So yeah, we were able to build, I think we're up to the ninth grade now, and Barbara, who is the founder of the ministry, she started with first grade and just a handful of kids, and now we're up to 500 kids. And I think we are up to 9 classrooms. So every year as the ministry gets older, the kids move up one grade and we build a classroom that year. So I think we're up to ninth grade. We have nine classrooms in this area that she purchased in Zambia. It's pretty cool. Amazing thing, actually.
Great. Yeah. So it's more than just business, huh?
Has to be. Only way to stay sane in this business. But absolutely, I don't, you know, we don't do this to tell people to try to sound like we're not trying to get attention for it. For us, it's a blessing. You know, when we get to partner with something like this, it just gives us a lot of joy to do it, to be able to see what we're actually doing and how, you know, living in America, which is an amazing country, and being blessed to have a great business and, you know, great clients, it just gives us a lot of joy to be able to do something like this. So, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the purpose of our Business of the Week is to introduce the Business of the Week to our listeners and what they do, and there's something about the people, so it's not just the name. And there's a lot more to what you do than just finding mortgages for people.
Absolutely.
So, any last thoughts here?
Not really.
Maybe that's not the right word to put that. What do you want people to remember here when you're going out? Plus, but you know, what's your website?
It's readinglender.com.
Okay, and a phone number?
953-8555. Area code 530.
Well, it sounds like you've got your client's best interest at heart.
Yes.
And and you need people out there that need professionals to lead you through all this, this morass of paperwork and all those other things the government likes to put on people.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the people that are honest and work at it through this way are the ones that get impacted the most on these things. And then, of course, and what you do with helping that ministry in Africa, with helping school children and so they can get an education.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
Good choice, Tim.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
And again, this is Chris Lamb of Commerce Mortgage. You can check his website out at readinglender.com. You've also got, two free e-books?
We do. We have some e-books on how to repair your credit, buying short sales. One of the things that we do a lot of is helping clients get their credit from one spot to another. You know, a lot of times people's credit can suffer from life circumstances. I know what that's like, having cancer and going through crazy medical bills. Mm-hmm. So whether it's medical or divorce, you know, one of the things we really like to do is help people that are close, give them advice on how to get their credit back to where it needs to be. So, yeah.
Hang on for a second. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
Not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on a retreat with her girlfriends. She should be back today. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The time is 7:50 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Looking for estate jewelry? Well, he has it. Looking for great prices on diamonds and loose stones? Well, Leonard and Associates have it. Looking for those bracelets and a timeless jewelry for your loved one? Well, Leonard has it. Four Winds Jewelry, the only trained watch repair man in town. If you need your watch repaired, take it to Four Winds Jewelry. You can do it. Give him a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. My guest is Chris Lamb, and I've lost my piece of paper here. There it is. And we're talking about the mortgage business, but one of the things you said that's kind of piqued my interest was you've got a couple of e-books out. One's on financing, short sales, and REOs, and the other one is 40 Days to Good Credit.
Right.
A lot of people got hammered, you know, 07, 08, 09, not their fault.
Right.
But they're still paying for it today.
Correct.
How do you enhance your credit in 40 days?
Well, first of all, you have to understand what good credit really is. You know, a lot of people think that if they have collections or, you know, some sort of derogatory item on their credit report and they make that go away or they pay it, all of a sudden they're going to have good credit. That's not the case, because your credit is a snapshot of not only any negative items but also positive items. So many times people will go with good intention to pay off debt, pay off collections, run their credit in 30 days, and their scores are actually worse than they were, or they don't have credit. And so they actually, in theory, they actually wasted their money, because many of those collections, once they're over 4 years old, they can't be collected any longer legally because of the statute of limitations. And so you have to understand what makes good credit. So what we do is we really help our clients determine if there are things that need to be paid off, if there is a way to settle them now instead of paying them in full, trying to get them deleted from the credit report, not just zero it out. Because if you zero out a collection, it doesn't actually do anything for your FICO score, which is the credit score that lenders and credit unions use to give you credit. And then also making sure that you have positive credit. And positive credit is not just paid off accounts, but you need to have at least one or two trade lines that are open that you're paying on and you're current with that will help you to make sure that you still have a credit score once that derogatory stuff goes away. And so that's kind of a mouthful there, but that is my...
What about people that lost, because a lot of people...
Lost homes.
Oh, short sales, foreclosures. Short sales, foreclosures. What about them? How long does that follow them around? And then say they, you know, because of that, and then they bought a house afterwards and they've been fine, never, you know,
sure,
and all that. How long does that follow them around? Because I've heard people say that.
Well, it's different for every single, you know, there's a short sale, a foreclosure, and a bankruptcy, and it's a little bit different for everything. Most derogatory information is going to stay on your credit report for 7 years. That doesn't mean that you won't be able to get a loan. It doesn't mean you can't go finance a car. It just means it's going to be on your credit profile for around 7 years before it falls off. For example, with a bankruptcy, it's going to be on there 7 years, but after 2 years, you can buy a house again with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. So if you're 2 years away from that, you can buy a house again. With a foreclosure or a short sale, which is where you sell your house for less than what's owed, that is about a 3-year waiting period to buy a house. You can usually get into a house again after 3 years. Unless you're a veteran, it would only be 2 years. So if you're a veteran, you can do a lot more with less. It's the best loan program in my opinion out there. I love VA loans, but for the rest of everybody else, it's about a 3-year waiting period. Now, unless they had extenuating circumstances, which would be due to the recession. There is a brand new loan program that was just created, this year actually, called Back to Work. And if your short sale, foreclosure, or bankruptcy was due to a sudden or dramatic loss in income because of the recession, i.e. you were laid off, your hours were cut, the work furlough for county workers that lost a lot of income and couldn't afford their bills anymore, those types of things would actually allow you to cut through some of those waiting periods and buy sooner.
Okay. But it's still on your credit report.
Still going to be on your credit report, but, you know, as long as you're...
So you could have, literally, if somebody lost their house back in 07, and they could be making all their payments, you know, on their credit cards and their new house and everything, makes no difference. Your credit score is still going to be low.
Not necessarily. Oh, okay. Not necessarily. If they've gone out and reestablished, I've seen people with 740 credit scores that had a foreclosure 3 years ago or a bankruptcy 2 years ago. It all depends on what you do after the incident happens.
Okay.
Okay. So you have to reestablish credit.
How about people with, what do we hear? I read about, people with maxed out cards.
Maxed out credit cards. Yeah. So part of your credit profile will be looking at your debt to high credit limit. So if you have a high credit limit on a card that's 5,000 and you owe 4,900, that will have an impact on your credit. So if you can keep any debts that you have less than 50% of what your high credit limit is, that's going to definitely be a positive when it comes to your credit score.
Okay. So you tell people then to pay down their credit cards to under 50%.
I tell them to only have one credit card if they come to me asking me. But
oh, really?
A lot of times by the time they come to me, they have multiple credit cards. Yeah, I think you need to have credit to get credit. I think if you have one credit card, that's a good way to go.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, once they go through bankruptcy, they think they don't want to have any credit, but then they try to buy a house and they can't. And so having one good credit card is a good idea generally.
Young people, should they have a credit card that, you know, that they pay off every month?
It depends on who you ask.
I've read that someplace too.
It depends on who you ask. Dave Ramsey would say no. I would say you can't buy a house if you don't have FICO scores. So you do need to have some sort of debt. Now, whether it's a credit card or a car loan, either one of those will give you a credit score. And so I don't think it's a bad thing if it's managed well and it's something you're paying off every month. That's key. Something that you're paying off every month.
Okay. So you find something that you can pay off every month and always make the payment.
Correct.
So you can go out there and buy that Lamborghini there, Tim.
I'm looking for one now.
I think the payment is something like, $10,000 a month or something like that.
Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can see you in the Lamborghini.
Thank you.
Your hair.
Yeah, there we go.
Our guest has been Chris Lamb of Commerce Mortgage. And we've been talking in the last few minutes about one of his e-books, 40 Days to Good Credit. He's got a mortgage business right here in town. And it's called, you can check out his website, readinglender.com. A percentage of everything he does here and he makes goes to a ministry, the Mustard Tree Ministry in Africa, which helps kids go to school and they build school buildings and everything. Chris, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Tim, who do we have next week?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, Carl. I'm working on that. But I have an idea.
You have an idea.
I have an idea. It's, yeah.
It'll come to
you. And I think it'll be good for you. who I'm thinking of. I think it'll be really good for you. I think it's going to inspire you to be healthier. Not that you're unhealthy, but it will inspire you to be healthier. And speaking of health, if I could mention real quick here, you know, tomorrow for the Chamber of Commerce, we have greeters. It's going to be at Complete Nutrition, which is at 913 Dana Drive, Suite 3B. That's next to Jamba Juice and the Discovery Village. And also speaking of health, coming up this month on March 21st, we have the Bacon and Brew Fest, which is going to be at Wind River Casino from 5 to 9 p.m.
Anytime there's bacon, I'm going to be there.
Oh, Man, so, everybody loves
tell me,
bacon.
Tell me again about the nutrition part of this. The bacon and, so bacon and beer?
Bacon and beer. We're going to have some local breweries are going to be there. They're going to bring their beer. And then we have some restaurants and individuals that are going to...
Maybe we can some have some fried bread to put the bacon on and drink, wash it down with beer. Got to run.
Good
here.
Stuff.
Okay, Tim Scarborough, Chris Lamb here at Chamber of Commerce, our business of the week, Commerce Mortgage. When we come back, we're going to have Reading Police Chief Rob Poletti, who's going to talk to us about the crime and law enforcement in the city of Reading. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, grassroots radio at its best.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A New York City apartment building has exploded in huge flames and billowing black smoke, leading to the collapse of at least one building and 11 injuries. The New York City Fire Department says one of those injuries is serious. ABC News reporting residents heard a large explosion near Park Avenue and 116th Street in East Harlem about 9 a.m. local time this morning. Now that the search has been expanded in the hunt for that missing Malaysian Airlines jetliner, Gary Tan, a frequent traveler in the region, is stressing that he does not blame the local airlines.
I think it's been very unfortunate that, you know, two person traveling on the stolen passport has managed to get through, but personally, I don't think it's a security lapse, because it can happen to any airport in the world.
The jet was heading from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, to Beijing with 239 people on board. Still no trace of it. President Obama's approval rating dropping again. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The latest Wall Street Journal NBC News poll shows the president's job approval is at 41%. That's down 2 points from January. 54% of Americans disapprove of the job Mr. Obama is doing, matching a previous high from December when the botched rollout of the healthcare website was the big headline. The survey also registers the president's lowest ever approval for his handling of foreign policy.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Another storm dealing a wintry mix to parts of the Midwest and now headed to the Northeast. Frank Barrera is with the National Weather Service.
The heaviest amounts we're expecting from this system will be centered across northern New York into northern New England, where we could see amounts of up to 1 to 2 feet with this system.
And before dawn, the forecast was already coming true in the windy city of Chicago, where early commuters had to drive especially careful on their way to work. This is SRN News.
I'd gotten a big promotion at work. Our daughter was getting married. So we thought, here we are, life's going to be great. At that point, everything changed.
When Sybil Redmond was diagnosed with cancer, her faith guided her to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
As soon as we walked through those doors at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, all my anxiety left. To know that they embrace not only you, but your faith just makes such a big difference.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, spiritual support plays an important role in our integrative approach to treating cancer.
Our pastor has been with us every step of the way, through every chemo treatment. It gives you the strength and encouragement to keep on.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit.
I firmly believe God led me here.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with complex or advanced stage cancer, call us today at 855-939-HOPE. That's 855-939-HOPE. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits. Appointments available now.
House Republicans are celebrating last night's GOP win in the Florida special election, and we get more on that story from SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker John Boehner says Democrats are trying to put the best face on last night's defeat.
I tried to put lipstick on a pig, but it was still a pig. So you can bet they'll try to put lipstick on it today, but you all know what the facts are.
Boehner says David Jolly's win over Democrat Alex Sink is all about the economy and Obamacare.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. San Francisco's largest fire in several years wrecked a building last night. Caitlin Clark telling KGO-TV the flames and smoke got so thick to her at the University of California, San Francisco, she wasn't safe outside.
That's why I went back inside, is because it started raining ash and chunks of fire. And then we can actually see the research center from our building.
Authorities say one wall of the building collapsed, the rest of the building not expected to remain standing. And this is SRN News. The Food and Drug Administration has halted operations at a Delaware cheese plant after an outbreak of listeria linked to the company's cheese killed one person, sickened seven others.
It's only the second time the FDA has closed a plant after gaining that authority in a 2011 food safety law. The agency says its inspectors found unsanitary conditions at Roos Foods in Kenton, Delaware, including a badly leaking roof and rusting, as well as deteriorating equipment.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The European Union says some fancy-sounding American-made cheeses have no right having European-sounding names. Greg O'Neill is with the American Cheese Society.
It is the largest single category in specialty food, so it is billions of dollars worth of business.
The Europeans trying to make the argument that the American-made cheeses are mere shadows of the original European varieties of those cheeses. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bot. Linda is on her last day of retreat and will be back tomorrow on the spot with Linda Bot. The time is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's start off with our friends from Wells Fargo and the Market Minute and our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks remain under pressure this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 32 points at 16,318. The S&P 500 is down 7 points at 1860. And the Nasdaq Composite is off a point at 4,306. The three most actively traded stocks on the Nasdaq, Facebook up 48 cents at $70.48, Microsoft positive 12 cents at $38.14, Tesla Motors up $4.79 at $239.20. For commodities, gold is up $18 an ounce at $13.65, silver positive 31 cents at $21, and crude oil down $1.26, trading at $98 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning. Give them a call at 243-7561 because you want people that are up early and know what's going on. You want your neighbor, somebody you can look at across the desk down there at Park Marina Drive where their offices are, and talk with you about the biggest decisions you're going to make in your life. So why not the Wells Fargo Advisors? Bob, what's today?
Oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day. You know, and I don't know why every Wednesday I come in here, I go, Bob, what day is this? And he goes, ugh. Because now he has to look it up and put it on the... Can we just kind of put it on like a desktop so it's just right there? Can we do that?
I wish I could say no.
But you can, can't you?
I wish I could say no.
But you can't, can you? Just put it on desktop.
I would have to download... I don't... Actually, I'm not sure if I can. It's a link, but anyway.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get one of these younger kids that can come in here whose fingers are magic. And they have nothing else to do with our interns and tell them, I want that on the computer so I can read it.
Do I see a briar patch over there?
What's the weather?
Sunny, a high near 76, clear tonight, low around 47 degrees. We're going to see that kind of temperature all throughout the rest of the week. Going to warm up towards the 80-degree mark by Saturday. Nearest chance of rain is about the middle of next week. Right now in Reading, we are at 53 degrees. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Senior and veterans discount Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Hey, I'm going up to, Anselmo Vineyards today for lunch. And what a great place for lunch up there. Right out of, it's only like 9 miles north of Palisadro, but it is just an outstanding place. And today, sunshine, looking over the fields, looking over the ponds, looking over the beautiful, beautiful countryside up there. And the food is just you know, just magnificent. Service is outstanding. And, you know, today, just going up there for lunch is just a great experience. And then tomorrow evening, and they have pizza on Thursday nights. And, of course, brunches on Saturdays and Sundays and dinners. And Summel Vineyard, just a great place to go to for dinner. And Friday nights, they have music. 474-5546, 474-5546, and Summel Vineyards. My guest today in our regular monthly catch-up, or what's happening, is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Rob, did you see where Europe wants us to stop using the names Parmesan and, you know, different types of cheeses because they're not being made over there in Italy and France? This European Union wants us to take the names off of, the different types of, food products we have here because it's not made over there. I'm not kidding you. Is this, and so now,
Because I'm Italian, you got to ask me that question.
Well, I am because you're Italian. But the other thing is that now we have senators actually spending time looking at this thing. Like, we don't have enough problems. If, you know, has anybody heard, you know, that the Russians are in the Ukraine or that we have, we're people coming across the borders in bigger numbers than ever. Things are going on and on and on, and we're worrying about what we call cheese.
I guess we're going to have to call chicken Parmesan fried chicken with tomato sauce and cheese.
We can call it chicken Parmesan. We'll call it chicken we can call it chicken Bismarck chicken.
Like we'll make something else like
that. Yeah, okay. We make that in Bismarck, North Dakota. Okay. Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Well, you know what? It hasn't really been you all, but you had a big part to play in this, is the catch and release program we've had over at the jail. Over the weekend, even though that, you know, Tom Basenko came in and explained it. I mean, it's perfectly understandable. I mean, logically, it's understandable. You guys are out there catching them just as fast as you can. And then that poor guy over in the sheriff's department who is trying to figure out who do I stick in and who do I let out. Would you want his job?
No. Classification officer at the jail is probably the most, I think it's stressful being a police chief sometimes, but, you know, he's making decisions that, you know, I mean, who do I keep? And when you've got, you know, 300 bad guys and you've got 50 more coming in, you know, you're having to balance who's the worst of the bad guys because there's only so much jail bed space. And
it's not like saying which one of the USC cheerleaders should I keep. It's not like that. You've got a bunch of jerks.
It's a very thankless position when you're the classification officer at a jail like that. And it's not easy to make those decisions. And that's why Tom's got good policies in place to try to determine who stays and who goes. But, you know, as I know that AB 109 has kind of dropped off the screen as far as the latest thing to talk about and you know, that kind of thing.
And
the governor
here.
Got a couple years of reprieve. But the fact of the matter is AB 109's reach is still being felt. It's not just the releases from prison. It's the fact that people don't qualify for prison and they qualify for county jail. That's parole, you know, revocations or parole, punishments for parolees, when we revoke their probation or they have to do some time. Probation, is impacted to the nth degree with the caseload that they had before plus the new caseload. They've been able to hire people, but, you know, when you look at who we're trying to supervise countywide and we're trying to, you know, supervise and focus on those high risk to reoffend to the moderate risk to reoffend, if you look at the capacity of Shasta County probation to supervise, almost that entire caseload is high risk, which means that the moderate and low risk aren't seeing their probation officer the way that they should. So, you know, we've got some serious challenges still that we're trying to deal with and overcome.
Well, you know, the thing too, we had the Dan Fagan, our afternoon drive guy. By the way, the only afternoon drive talk show in the North State, Northern California, had the lady on whose house was broken into. And she said, the fact that the guy broke into the house was one thing, but she says they live in a state of fear out there. They've had their screens ripped off, their screens cut and all this. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, this is over where on Olive Street or someplace.
Mm-hmm. Well,
And I'll tell you, Rob, and I'm no way at all am I casting blame on you or the sheriff, but damn it,
we're at a point where we've got these guys up to our eyeballs. You know, why don't we just put up, why don't we just say that, hey, look, there's no, there's no season on them and they taste like chicken and take them up to Hayfork.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of, I just got back from the California Police Chiefs Conference and talking to chiefs, you know, throughout the state of California. And this is a common theme, from, you know, Wairika to, you know, south of San Diego. Jails are full throughout the state of California with AB 109. The LA County jail is 19,500 beds and they're at capacity.
19,000. Of course, you know, there are, what, millions
huge
of people down
huge
there.
Huge. But, you know, the point is that jail prior to AB 109, according to the chiefs down there, ran about 75 to 80% of capacity. And right now they're going to have probably 40,000 capacity releases this year. So, you know, that's a huge shift in the criminal justice system. So, and that system right now, in my opinion, is broken.
We'll be right back. Carl Lindabad, our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Plady. The justice system is broken. We'll be right back.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Reading, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The time is 8:19 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with just exemplary service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. And it's going to be 80 degrees this weekend. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. It could be 30 next week, but one thing is always true. Alliance Heating and Air will take care of that heating or cooling system. They'll make sure those filters are good. They'll take care of the air ducts. They'll do all of that. And they can install any type of make or model. They have guarantees. They have warranties. I tell you what, you can't beat Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call right now. Right now, 221-2642, and set up a check on your cooling system, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Reading Police Chief Rob Plotty's my guest, and as we left the last before the break, he said the justice system is broken.
You have a 3-judge panel, federal judge panel, that is dictating to California how the criminal justice system is going to go, and they're doing that by destroying our ability to hold anybody accountable with clearing out our prisons. County jails were not set up to hold people long term. County jails were not set up to handle the volume of that population that used to be handled by the state prisons. And that 3-judge panel has forced us to change the system too quickly. If you're going to shift the system from one to another, it takes time to do that. And they did it very quickly because the 3-judge panel said you have to do it that quickly. So it's going to take years, I think, for counties to catch up with what the capacity was that was in the state prisons, if that capacity is ever built. And it's difficult right now because the criminal justice system is supposed to investigate crimes, arrest criminals, prosecute those criminals, and hold those criminals accountable for their behavior. Right now, we don't have that last piece. Everything has shifted to, and I said this the other day, facetiously, but I'm not sure when a criminal became a client and punishment became services and programs. I think that there has to be a focus on rehabilitation for those that want to change their lives. But that focus has to be on they want to change their lives. You can't force people to. And the only way that you get people to stay in those drug treatment programs and to go to those rehabilitative programs if they choose not to is to have that hammer of incarceration to hang over their head. And right now we simply don't have it. And that's why when I say that system is broken, it's because we're missing that piece at the end of it where we can hold people accountable. The sheriff right now has, when I talked to Tom, I think it was over 45 people in county jail on multi-year sentences. County jails weren't meant for multi-year sentences.
He's got 23 people in there.
For homicide.
For homicide. This isn't just, I mean, this is serious. You're talking murder or homicide in there that they're not going to get released, and those trials can take up to 5 years.
Uh-huh. And then you add into that robbery, rape, domestic violence, the violent crimes. It's well over 100 people that are in there for violent crimes.
That are going to be in there a long time.
So, then we come back to this, this guy the other night who, it's unfortunate and it's frustrating for the citizens. It's frustrating for our staff. It's frustrating. Let's face it. When we talk about the jail staff, they're cops. They're not sitting there turning cartwheels because they have to let somebody go. That's just not the reality. I know those. The guys that work over there, this is not an easy decision.
Nobody ever thinks that.
So, we get to the end game here, and the end game is holding people accountable for their bad actions. And I've actually got my staff right now running because I wanted to be able to show, how many criminals that we have that we arrest. We arrest about 20 to 21 people a day. Just the Reading Police Department. We're responsible for 70 to 80% of the bookings that go to Shasta County Jail. So we're a big load on the Sheriff's Department because we're the population base of Shasta County. But I wanted to be able to show people how many repeat offenders. We're not talking about the person that gets arrested once, learns their lesson, and we never see them again. How many chronic criminals do we have in the city of Reading that we're arresting repeatedly in a year? And I've got those stats being pulled for 2013.
I thought we said there's that one period there that you did keep those stats, and it was like you arrested it was 30 people, 200 times or something like that.
It was outrageous.
AB 109 just started.
But it just started, and that was 2 years ago. So I'm going to get the current stats.
I like to is how many are caused by transients.
That is the challenge right now, and that goes back to our computer system being, it just doesn't track that. So when we get the new computer system in the next 12 months or so, you know, we'll be able to do that. I'm very
able to track who does, or these local, or these local criminals, or these guys just coming in off the road, you know, breaking into things. You catch them. Yeah.
Some are.
I think that would be interesting.
I think that the transient population that is addicted to, you know, methamphetamine and heroin is causing a lot of our property crime problem. We have a huge property crime problem here. And I've been saying that for quite a while.
Since you've been here.
And, you know, last year, we took a dip. The reported crime was down, you know, about 16%, I think is what the number was. I didn't bring my sheets with me today, but I'm afraid of, now, if that's an actual dip in crime, that's great. What I'm afraid of is that it's an underreporting problem. And,
you know,
people are tired of waiting for us to get there. This is not the customer service model that I want to be able to deliver to this community. And I don't want to really, quite frankly, sit around and wait for us to be Detroit or Oakland or one of those places. Reading has a quality of life that draws business and draws people here and draws tourism here. We need to be able to retain that at very good levels. Right now, we're struggling to man patrol shifts. And, you know, I've got right now, we're at full staffing, as of right now. But I've got six of those people that are in the FTO program. So they're not full officers yet that can go out on their own.
This is your training crew.
They're the new guys and gals that we've hired. We've got another, you know, I think seven right now that are off with knee, back, and shoulder, injuries that are off work. So it's difficult with the resources that we have right now to do our core function. And our core function is to answer 911 calls. We've got about three vacancies right now in investigations, shorting our investigation staff. But I got to wait for those folks to get through the FTO program, get out on patrol before I can backfill the people that have left in investigations. So, you know, it's a constant juggling act of very, very short resources that we're trying to keep up with the workload increase.
Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty, and we're talking about what's going on as far as crime and law enforcement here. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Spray Service, 20 years in Reading and offering pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments. Outstanding work here. 221-3007 is their phone, and you can get a hold of them at readingspray.com. Local guys, and they just do great work. We're having them over and do lawn treatments. Rob Pletty, Chief of Police here in Reading, is our guest. System's broken. We've got people waiting an hour or longer to have the police show up. Now, albeit not the, you know, people getting stabbed, but people having break-ins. Their houses are being broken into. We're taking people that's breaking into a house, and you catch them. They bring them down to jail. They release them, and he breaks into two more houses, terrorizing people. You know, I mean, even if he is not a dangerous felon, I'm going to thump you type, but it terrorizes people. It has my kick in their door. Well, and I mean, and I'm, again, I am not, and you know me, I'm not disparaging you or the sheriff, but my God, at what point is our elected officials going to finally get it through their head that public safety, it takes more precedence than cutting the grass on the median? And I believe that at some point people are going to have enough here. We've got elections this year, and if everybody who's running for election, their first priority isn't public safety, they've got a lot to explain.
Well, you know, we're doing with what we have. And, you know, quite frankly, I've said this before that, you know, you balance the resources that you have against the problems that you have. I am not satisfied with a customer service model that makes people wait 2 to 3 hours for a police officer to arrive when they've been the victim of a crime. That's where we are, and that's the reality of where we are. It was surprising to me when we ran the priority zero and priority one response times average for last year that went up significantly in the calls for service, but yet the response times were still be able to respond to emergency calls, you know, within, you know, drive time of where the officer is coming from. And the span of Reading makes that a little bit longer than it would be in some smaller cities that of 90,000 that don't quite cover the geographic area that Reading does. But, you know, we're still getting to those where, you know, we're still doing the best that we can with that. But when people are the victim of a crime, and I speak understanding what that feels like. I've been the victim of burglary twice, and my wife's car got broken into last year because my wife and my daughter didn't listen to me and left valuables in the car. So,
which
you know,
they lost.
Yeah, which they lost. It was, so I understand the frustration level, there. And I get that. And it disheartens me when people have to wait that long, to get a police officer when they've been the victim of a crime. It's frustrating for my officers that are going call to call, that trying to clear them as quickly as they can so they can get on to the next person. So, you know, there's going to come a time, I hope, in the future where this changes and our staffing levels can come up to what they should be with respect to a community this size.
Well, we run out of time here. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back here. Is that the number of people on the, I know we say we need more people, and then there's people saying, well, we're paying too much. Our economy can't handle hiring more police. And I've heard this, and you've heard this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about that when we get back.
Sure.
Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. We are here with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. System's broken. We've got people on the streets that shouldn't be on the streets. We have an hour-long wait for the police to be there, not because that's what they want or they're not operating all the time. It's just it's numbers. It's the number of criminals and the number of people being turned loose. But how can you not turn them loose when you've got 90% or more in the jail? I mean, the inn is full. What's our next step?
I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Join us in celebrating Wind River Resort and Casino's grand opening of our luxurious hotel, located in Redding, California, March 14th through the 21st. For more information, log on to windriver.com. It's not how far you go, it's how far you get away.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. I am pleased to announce that beginning March 14th, with the grand opening of our new hotel, Wind River Resort and Casino will be the largest Native American casino to implement a 100% smoke-free policy. We are doing this because we care deeply about our guests, team members, and our community. This way, everyone's a winner. We'll continue to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to all our guests. I'd like to invite you to come see all that we have to offer as part of the grand opening celebration of our luxurious hotel, March 14th through March 21st. Experience a smoke-free Wind River Resort and Casino and find out for yourself why it just got better on the river.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460. You know, there's times I'm a totally bad guy. Like, when we're getting ready to come back on the air, And I start talking to Bob. He turns over and looks at me. I say, Bob, aren't we supposed to be on the air right now? You know what? How come you still love me? How come you still love me? I must have good parts, huh? Right? Or good aspects to my personality.
I'll be talking to my therapist.
I'm the only business in town that I have to pay for. We pay more money to therapists for my people than the police department.
It's a trade.
Hey, it's 8:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 51 degrees close because it's been up there for 3 days. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, right in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. You know what? Great prices, great haircuts, which is the main thing. Man's last stronghold. Cheers. It's the Cheers of barbershops right here in town. If you wanted to find out how many people are there, because they don't take appointments, you just go in there, but give them a call, 244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest today is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. You know what? This is the darkest we've been, buddy. You know, this is the first time that, you know, it's just, okay, look, the justice system is broken. We don't have room in the inn. I don't have enough policemen to get there. You know, people can talk about, oh, it's because we pay people and we it's too much and all that. Well, you know, whatever it is, we need to do something about what we have. Our computer system, we can't even track if it's a transient or a local doing a crime. And I tell you what, having run combat intel centers and combat operations centers and SARC centers, surveillance reconnaissance centers, when we're going to take down bad guys, we need to have something like this in our community. We need to have, much as I hate to say this, we need to have, maybe we ought to think about cameras in a lot of places that we can move around. I hate that, but.
Well, we've got, the funding is there to do the computer system. I just get a little frustrated sometimes when I run into, government purchasing processes and requests for a proposal and some of those things that take longer. I need a computer system yesterday, not 18 months from now.
Yeah, because in 18 months it's going to be antiquated and it won't be able to talk to each other anyway.
Well, that's one of the reasons that instead of purchasing a computer system software, I want to lease that software. Because with that lease comes the upgrades.
That makes
sense.
So
you get the latest system all the time.
Yeah.
But there are probably 30 vendors minimum that do police software for report writing, crime analysis, records management, CAD dispatch. So it's a lot of different systems to look at. I talked to a lot of chiefs that have gone through this process and their IT people. And they all say that, as IT people for a city, they're generalists. Get a consultant that is a specialist that can guide you through that, because these computer system, people are profit based, and having that advocate that's there to make sure you get the best deal, and you get what you're paying for is worth the money that you will spend on that person.
Doesn't the city have one of these?
Not a specialist in the police software. The people that we have actually built the system that we have, but they're very familiar with that system and they haven't necessarily.
They don't like to change.
They haven't been introduced to the newer systems, because the system that we have now was really, home built in the 80s.
So they're still using MS-DOS.
Yes, IBM green screen, COBOL language. You hire a kid out of college and the programming language that our system is done in is he only read about in history book. Now, the staff that's there has maintained that system very well and they've done a good job, but there's been no investment in improving that system.
Let's talk about something that, you came from a high crime area. Mm-hmm. Can I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Stockton, it's a cesspool.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I went down there the other day. To visit my parents and stuff, and you when you live there, you get desensitized,
right?
To what you see, and I drove through. I went down to visit my parents. My parents live in Lodi, but I took a drive to visit a friend of mine who's a captain with Stockton Police Department still, and he actually took my place. So, what an ugly place that you don't realize when you live there. And now that I've lived in Reading for 2 years, and I go back to Stockton, I think, my God, I lived here.
Is your level of acceptance then for things higher?
Because no.
you're so used to, it is so bad here that in Stockton and a couple other places that you come to Reading, it's so good that it goes, well, no matter what, it's never going to be this level of Stockton, but That's not the way you believe.
No, not at all. And you know, you gotta remember that I didn't take a job in Reading and just commute here. I live here. This is where I moved my wife and my children. And I see changes in Reading in just the 2 years that I've been here. And some of those changes are not positive. I keep hearing about Reading 30 years ago, and that's where we need to get Reading back to. There's some challenges right now standing in our way. I have told people, and I tried to explain this in no uncertain terms at the town hall meeting, and I really encourage people to come to the town hall meeting so that you can hear my explanations of things directly from me rather than, you know, I'll do a, you know, 35, 40 minute interview with the press and I get 15 seconds on a news clip or I get two sentences in the article. So,
right.
You know, please come hear it straight from me and I'll explain.
That or come in here. Just listen to the archives. Everything that you've ever said out in of course go to the town hall meetings.
Right.
Everything you said has been here. There's no secrets. From the beginning you've been on this show for 2 years and once a month and you come in here and you talk about these things. This is the first time though I've heard you say this. That it is, you know, the justice system is broken, that we've got these problems. Now.
I've been complaining about it. I may not have been quite that blunt.
You haven't been this blunt. You haven't just come out and said that. You've told people, look, half the houses are getting broken into. You're leaving them open. Half the cars that are being taken are broken into. You're leaving them open. You've got to close them. So that may have gotten better. Who knows? I know this is one of the things you trumpet.
It did a little bit. Last year I put it up at the town hall meeting. I showed about an 8% improvement in that, in the fact that,
Yahoo.
You know, 46% of our burglaries had no forced entry, 46% had forced entry, and 8% had attempted forced entry with no gain of access. So I think that's a positive, but you still have 46% that left windows, doors, and things open. And let's not make it easy for the criminals. They're out there trying to victimize you anyway. And then 922, roughly about half of our larcenies were from motor vehicles where people are leaving valuables in their cars. So, you know, those things to me are things that we can do to not make ourselves a victim. But the fact of the matter is that there is an element in this community that is willing to steal from you. And whether that be the transients that are addicted to drugs or whether that be just, you know, homegrown, you know, people that are willing to steal from you. We have that element in our
community. It makes no difference.
We have to be able to deal with that. And they have to be held accountable for their actions. And right now we are challenged in being able to do that.
Okay. So this is the hand I just dealt you. And it's not going to change right away. What things do you think can be done? I know that you've got X. Okay, here's your givens. You've got X number of officers. You've got X number of officers on the job because you have people injured. Mm-hmm. You've got X amount of money. You've got, you know, this is not even concerned jail space. Let's just forget jail space. That's Tom's problem. No, it is.
Yeah,
but it comes back to you too.
Right.
You know, because they turn them loose and your guys are like, geez, this guy's, you know, back on the street before I did my paperwork.
It's easy to say that it's Tom's problem, but it's a community problem.
It's a community problem. But I'm just saying, just from your level right here, I know it's all integrated with our life here. What can we do? What can we do to help you? What can we as citizens do? Do we need neighborhood watches or citizens on patrol or, you know, that they're, you know, that, you know, they've got radios and they drive around and, not in police cars, but in provided cars or something like that or reimbursed for gas and they drive around and they just call you. Things like that because you can't be everywhere.
No, we can't. And actually, we're looking at a volunteer reserve police officer program for people that have been through the academy. We can access these younger folks that are coming out of police academies to make them reserve police officers until we have and that kind of be an inlet into the department that would bolster numbers. They wouldn't ride by themselves, but at least it would put two officers in the car for the safety and they can actually go out and take reports. I've said this from the beginning, I'm not a real big fan of citizens on patrol because I, as a leader, cannot guarantee their safety. And I know that there's some people willing to take that risk, but, you know, I do a lot to ensure the safety of my officers with training and equipment and other things that I simply don't have the time or resources to be able to give that to a bunch of citizens. And I don't want to put people at undue risk. So that's one big concern that I have with citizens on patrol. making and hardening the target is, and crime prevention is something that we've talked about quite a bit over the last 2 years. The next town hall meeting specifically is going to talk about crime prevention through environmental design and protecting your homes, locking your stuff and how to make your,
you know, we can tie this in with Haven Humane and get everybody a pity.
I'm telling you.
A pit bull and put them out there and put them in your house because they're nice dogs and, or any type of dog that barks.
This is a perfect example of what I've been talking about and with the dogs. And, you know, we've got, there's a citizen in town that is a little bit challenged, with some mental illness that actually tried showing up at my house. And, that was of great concern to my wife and my children. She showed up at up and down my road, but luckily she got encountered by my neighbor who was paying attention and said, "Hey, who are you looking for?" And when she wouldn't answer, he sent her off down the road. So, you know, that is a perfect
neighborhood watch.
Perfect example of how neighborhood watch can work. But had she got to the gate, she would have got to my lock gate, and behind that is a 75-pound Doberman.
That belongs to your wife.
Yeah, absolutely. That dog belongs to my wife. You know, when my beloved Doberman died a few years ago, my wife went and bought me a new one, and that dog is, she stole it. She stole my dog.
You know what? Here's the police chief had his dog stolen, but it's okay. It was by your wife.
It was by my wife.
All right. Hey, look, let's take a quick break here. Hardening the targets. Maybe neighborhood watches that actually are neighborhood watches. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe a special number for neighborhood watches. That's the only thing one of the things that, if I call and it's a neighborhood watch, this gets like, bumps me someplace. You know, things that you've always told us. If you see somebody walking down your street, and this is what you used to say, that doesn't belong there, call us. And if you've got somebody around there that maybe they can stop by and see who they are, but, you know, now, We've running out of people, and there's too many bad guys. Mm-hmm. So it's time to circle the wagons. I don't mean this in a bad sense. It's not time to get hysterical. It's not a time to panic or anything like that. That's not what we're talking about. But it's a time for us to start working together to help our police. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Time is 8:48 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee and other drinks, both warm and cold. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Peachy.
Good. Hey, I've got a couple quick questions. One is, and one quick thing to say, and that is that last week I was burglarized. I called in to RPD. I called in at 8 a.m., I was told that only life-threatening situations were going to be reacted to in our town of Reading. And 4 hours later, a police officer came. Don't fault the police officer, but I thought it was a little odd that we have only life-threatening situations for 4 hours in the morning, and we're looking at our crime being really not that bad, number one. Number two, how about is it possible you could maybe cross-pollinate in some of these young guys you got at the marshal's office, maybe incorporate them into a program to where they could help you patrol maybe at night or whatever. They probably, a lot of them would probably want to do it volunteering. I don't know how that would work, but just a suggestion. And the other thing is, too, the community watch meeting that they have down there every week in Cottonwood, there's a lot of rumblings in the town that it's time for that, because what we're being asked to be is eyes and ears. But when you're eyes and ears, it's in my case, I was... I wasn't really eyes and ears, but I was a victim, and it still took 4 hours. And when we have people that are being robbed, when a guy gets out of jail, walks down the street and does another robbery, I've never seen this in the 38 years I've lived here. And in saying that, Rob, I think you've done, I know you're doing a good job, buddy. I know you've been handed a tough deal, but really and truly, if there was money for community officers in our town, would you think that would be a priority, or would you want that money if it was there to go somewhere else?
Well, I've been talking for a while about, you know, priorities and staffing, and I think that...
What is your priority?
The priority would be to get the community service officers back
in
control.
So that would be over and above putting money toward a police station? That's all I want to know.
Well, and quite frankly, that's one of the discussions that we had. You know, I would have spent money on staffing before I spent money on a police station.
Really?
If we didn't have raw sewage going down the hallways. So, you know, the condition of the building has kind of forced our hand in a lot of that, because... You know, if I get, you know, snow on the roof, I have to evacuate the police department. Three times since I've been here, we've had raw sewage in the interior of the police department. So it would have been nice to be able to make that determination. But right now, the police department is in a condition that's so bad.
So it's not a priority. So the priority is a new police department and not five people that could help protect the community. Is that what you're saying, or?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What okay. I'm saying is the police department is degraded to the point that it needs to be replaced.
So
I would love to,
priority.
As we replace okay. the staffing level, bringing community service officers on would be the first priority.
It would be. So if that money's there, you'd go for that.
What he said, Terry, is that they've got to have a new police station. So there's money available that if it goes into the police station, so he can then have a place that his people can work out of.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
I think that's the priority, but if they had the money and they have the station, the first things he's going to do is bring back on people.
Well, the station's going to be a while away is all I'm saying.
The station should be completed. They're telling me now March of next year. I've kind of, you know, thought between Mother Nature and government purchasing processes that if it was in December of next year, sometime next year, I would count on towards the end of the year, but they're telling me by March or April of next year.
Okay, so So the real deal is we have to live with this situation until next year, only because there isn't money that's delegated for it, even if there was money that we were getting every year that could be early for it. I guess the staff at City Council are the ones who early that money. Is that correct?
I'm not sure I understand what your question was, Terry.
Well, I'm just saying if there's money that's available, and say someone finds money that's available, and that money that is available to help you with community officers, if staff says, well, we could really use that money for the police station instead, I guess the answer that I'd want is, is that the police station would be the priority over the community officers. So the reserve program does make the most sense, since that money that could be available would be going to the new police station. So maybe the marshal's office is an idea. A lot of young guys there.
Well, we've talked a lot. We've been actually having to kind of figure out how to do the reserve program, and we've looked at a lot of different departments that have them. You know, obviously you're bringing on a volunteer that has a very high propensity to get injured, and then you have workman's compensation and some other issues that play into a volunteer reserve program. I think we're getting pretty close to working that out. I know that the guys from the marshal's office at present come in and work SAGE operations and other missions with us and our joint operations. So we are utilizing them now. They're a good resource. They're good guys. The sheriff's department is part of that as well. So, you know, I think that we're doing that, and we're trying to incorporate them. And if they wanted to apply to be part of a volunteer reserve program, I think that'd be great.
Well, I think if it was offered to them, they probably would. And as we talked the other day, John Lopey does have that program. It does work. In Siskiyou County, I know, doesn't have much more money than we do, and it does work. And he has two reserve deputies. So I know you said you were going to contact him and talk to him about it.
Yeah, we've looked at we had a reserve program where I came from that was, I think when I left we had 17 volunteer reserves. So there are people out there. There's a lot of them that are graduating the police academy right now that are looking for full-time positions, that those full-time positions may not be available, that would want to work with us. We have a doctor in town that volunteers his services and is the medic on our SWAT team that would like to do that as well. So we have those resources that I think would be there for that type of a program.
Yeah, that sounds great, and hopefully we can get that done, because waiting until December of next year, that just can't be acceptable, not with the way crime has gone up in the last 6 or 7 months here. And whether or not it comes out in statistics, I'm sure it's not something I'm telling you that you don't know. But anyway, Rob, thank you for what you do, pal.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yep.
Okay. Bob, let's catch up on weather and all this before we leave for today. And then we've got a couple other things, and we want to finish up with our Reading Police Chief.
Well, looking at the forecast for the next few days, going to be highs in the 70s, lows in the 40s, and that's going to stay just about that way for the foreseeable future. Could see a high of around 80 degrees on Saturday. It is currently 51 out at the airport, 53 downtown. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793.
All right. Hey, Rob, it's a lot going on.
Yeah, it's busy.
Yeah, I know, and trying to balance all this. So I think everybody agrees is that we're in the middle of kind of a we're in the middle of a storm. It's not the perfect storm yet. It hasn't reached that yet. It has not reached that yet. We don't have people, you know, shooting each other in the streets or you know, I mean, you don't get a lot of civilians. And I use the term civilians. I'm a civilian. Walking down the street and getting punched in the head and somebody, you know, robbing me. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's not something that happens all the time. It's still rare.
It's robberies were one crime classification that was up last year. And I've talked about underreporting and some of my concerns with our crime dip, but, we're starting to see it more regularly, and that's concerning, obviously, you know, and we've talked, you know, a lot about from a crime prevention standpoint, you know, do you need the big purse and that kind of thing, or could you take an ID and a credit card? But do we really want people to have to change their lifestyles because of a criminal element in our community? No, we don't.
No, we don't.
The reality is that we need to pay attention to what's going on. That's why we push so much for press releases and other things to get information out to the public so that they know what's going on in their community.
And also you can check out the ReadingCCW.com or IT chat.
Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends at Crown Motors. 555 Cypress Avenue. I tell you what, you can't find a better deal in town. There's no reason to leave the North State, to leave Redding to get a just an outstanding deal on a Ford, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda right here. And right here in River City. Give them a call at 223-2177 or check out at 555 Cypress Avenue. Now, Redding Police Chief Rob Pletty, you've been it's a little bit darker show today. Well, Terry is making points. We need this. We've got a police station as Ross Hewitt running down this, and I've been in there. I mean, they are not exaggerating. This is a bad place over there. But it's, we've got like about a minute left.
I understand the frustration, and Terry and I talked for quite a while the other day, and, you know, Terry's got some very good points and some good ideas, and, you know, I encourage people that have those ideas to call the police department. We've been looking at a reserve police officer program for a while, and there's some intricacies there that we can't just pull the trigger on right away, but, we're getting pretty close, and, we're going to continue to look for those improvements and look for ways that we can improve our service to this community with what we're given as far as staffing.
Okay. Redding Police Chief Rob Pletty. You know, there's one thing that's important is that you have to trust your chief and your sheriff. I trust you.
Thank
you. I trust everything you're doing is for the better of this community, Rob. And I'm standing behind you as almost all of us. Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark joins me. We've got a lot of stuff heading tomorrow on a Thursday. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. One person is dead, at least 15 injured, following a powerful explosion that's leveled a five-story New York City apartment building. Thick smoke billows into the air as 168 firefighters from 39 units battle a five-alarm blaze. This happened in East Harlem near 116th Street and Park Avenue. Neighborhood resident Marlene Gomez tells WABC-TV it was one powerful blast.
I felt the explosion. I felt the force of it, and it was so loud that my dogs and I, we jumped and we started to run.
It's not far from Metro North tracks, and the commuter rail line has suspended service to and from Grand Central Terminal. No word yet on the cause of the explosion. Malaysia's transport minister says they're pulling out all the stops in the search for the missing jumbo jet.
The search has been expanded to two areas, and we're now searching nearly 25... 25-